Hey, before we get started, if you are ready to pass your exams and become a licensed architect, you're going to want to listen to this. We are revolutionizing architectural education. It is my goal and mission to help as many people as possible become licensed architects while still maintaining their happiness. So introducing The Architecture of Play. This is our secret podcast series that will transform the way you study and prep for your ARE. Imagine having a happy work-life balance while also pursuing your dream of becoming a licensed architect. I promise you, it is possible. Our 7-episode private podcast gives you exclusive access to the secrets that can make this dream a reality. Remember, the more fun you have, the more likely you are to pass your exams and become a licensed architect. Start listening today at dci.beyoungdesign.com/secret podcast. Don't miss out. This is going to transform your exam prep and help you enjoy the process of becoming a licensed architect. All right, enjoy the episode. I am going live on here and on YouTube. So I'm going live at the exact same time. So I just want to make sure that it's working. Okay. I haven't gone live on YouTube in so long. So I figured I would do that here too. Awesome. How's everyone doing? Good morning. I was just mentioning I'm going live on here and I'm going live on YouTube and haven't gone live on YouTube in a long time. So it's like trying to figure it all out. So how's everyone doing? Good morning. Happy Thursday. I wanted to come on here and do a little Q&A. I'm going to do a good evening, wherever you are. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. It's 10 o'clock where I am. And I want to do, hi Val, want to do a Q&A for your exams. And also because we are enrolling right now for our next Mind Over ARE group, which closes tomorrow, which is incredible. It's already tomorrow. Our next group starts on Tuesday. So I wanted to be here too if there were any questions about our group. I have been getting a lot of questions in my emails and my DMs. So I wanted to create a public space to be able to answer those as well and to answer any ARE questions. So I received a few ARE specific questions on our workshop we did earlier this week. Was anyone there live with me? I'm looking at both things because I'm live here on Instagram and I'm live here on YouTube. So was anyone there with us on Tuesday during our workshop? It was a great workshop. I always love that workshop because we go a layer deeper into the ARE world and figuring out why we're even doing this and what's the whole point. So that's the goal, figuring out why we're even doing this so that we can stay consistent. So Guillermo, first steps to start working towards licensure after graduation with a professional degree. So are you asking what are the first steps? So congratulations. We talked about this a little bit on the workshop too, because one of the attendees was in school. And I remember finishing grad school and thinking, I don't want to look at another book or another textbook. I want to just be done. But I will say that there is benefit in getting started towards your exams not long after school because you're already used to that routine. You already are used to studying, taking exams. And once you get away from that, it gets kind of hard to get back into it. So what I did was I gave myself the summer to really just relax, decompress, enjoy, celebrate the fact that I had just gone through grad school and the difficulties of architecture school, which is rated in some forums as the hardest major or some articles. So give yourself time to really relax and appreciate what you just went through. But then I would recommend getting motivated and started towards your exams not long after that. All that information is going to be fresh in your brain. Things like structures class, things like, you know, mechanical, electrical, all that stuff is going to be fresh in your brain not long after school. So I wouldn't wait too long. With that said, a lot of the exams, you're having to learn outside of school. You weren't taught it in school. So you will be starting almost like your third chapter or your next chapter of architecture. So just keep that in mind. The other question that came in through workshop about ARES is just what to start with. There were a couple people who wanted to start with PA. So start with programming and analysis. I highly recommend starting with project management and practice management, PCM. And I have a couple YouTube videos on this specifically, and I have a couple YouTube videos on why starting here makes more sense. Because when I first started, I thought, okay, I'm going to tackle these difficult ones first. Plus, it kind of sounds exciting to work on the details and the structural engineering and that kind of thing. So I thought I would start with the technical exams first. I quickly realized that these exams are much more than just the content. That these exams, it's also about learning how I study, learning what the exams actually are like what, how they ask the questions, what it's like to sit for a 4-hour exam. There was so much more to it than just the content. So when I was able to start with not the technical ones, when I was able to start with the practice management, I was also then able to get up a routine and a system that worked well so that when I went in for the more difficult exams, I was a little bit more prepared for it. So start with practice management, just trust me, but also go watch some of my videos on why I do recommend starting with practice management. Is anyone here currently studying and taking your exams? And if so, what exam are you currently working on? I mentioned this, I'm on YouTube Live and Instagram Live. So if YouTube, I think you can write in the chat there. And then, yeah, here we go. Awesome. Oh, yay. Kristen's here on YouTube. Love all your YouTube videos. It's helped me tremendously with pro practice exams. Right now taking PA and PPD. Awesome. Well, congratulations. You got through those pro practice ones. I'm glad that they've been helpful. And you're taking PA and PPD, or are you focusing just on one right now, or both? Another PA here over on Instagram. Nice. Michael's studying for PCM and PJM. Cool. Also, so you too, Michael, are you studying those simultaneously, or are you focusing on one right now or the other? And does anyone have a... Oh, nice. Kristen's a PA in April and then PPD in May. Perfect. So do you have your exams already scheduled, or do you already have specific times? Does anyone else have an exam scheduled within the next month or so? Nice, PA scheduled. That's exciting. How are you feeling about that? Are you feeling good? Plan to schedule PPD for May. Awesome. So are those your last two exams then, or do you still have PDD too? Feeling nervous? For sure. And I will say, you know, there's so many strategies and techniques that I teach to help regulate our energy when we're going into these exams so that we can stay calm, we can remember everything that we've worked on, we can tap into the study sessions so that we go in there and we feel good and we can remember that without feeling overwhelmed. And with all that said, nerves will always be there. We will always feel nervous. I don't think I ever, even with techniques and tools that I use to regulate those emotions, I never went into an exam feeling 100% sure. So there's ways that we can utilize those nerves so that instead of them telling us that we're not doing enough or telling us that we're supposed to reschedule, instead we can utilize those nerves to actually help us do better during the exam. So learning techniques to help utilize that nervousness will be so helpful. Duran studying for PCM, awesome. Oh, sorry, it's Kristen. I thought I used a T earlier, but you're taking them together since they overlap in info. The format of the exams I'm most nervous about, although I've been reading the resources. Plan to just keep taking PA and PPD each month until they're done, then focus on PDD last. Wanted to know your take on this. Yeah, I mean, I know that there is information that overlap. To me, I feel like PA, they're kind of stepping stones. So PA is like this macro version. It's a lot of the information, but at a wide view. And then as you go to PPD and PDD, you start getting a little bit more micro. So PPD is still a lot of information, but it's getting a little bit more into the details. And then PDD is now taking it really to the details, like the flashing. So there is overlap. It's almost like a stepping stone, a foundation. So you have your PA, and that information is going to set you up for success for PPD, and then that's going to set you up for success for PDD. So taking one after another, that works. I would also incorporate PDD, but also I would see how you're feeling, because all three of those exams are big exams in themselves. So I personally don't like to think of it as like one big exam, because that can feel really overwhelming and it can feel disempowering, I believe. So go in, take PA, see how you do, see how you feel. And then yes, going in to take PPD next. And then yeah, if you do need to go back and forth, do it. At the same time, if you do end up failing, say PPD twice or something, feel free to go over to PDD next. You know, don't feel like you have to wait a year or something in order to finish those before moving on to PDD. For me, I had failed PA and PPD. I failed PPD twice. I ended up going over to PDD after PPD. Whoever's joining right now is like, what the hell is she talking about, these acronyms? But I ended up going over to PDD because I was feeling burned out by PPD. I needed something new, and it was helpful because it kind of helped me feel more refreshed. So you don't have to worry about that now, because you're just getting in there and taking it. So right now, just focus on how you can set yourself up for the most success for PA. Get in there, take it, figure out what you need to do next. So at the end of your exam, whether you pass or you fail, my biggest recommendation is always do what I call an exam debrief. So this is going to be your analysis of the exam. And I'm not just talking about like writing down questions you remember, because that's not really what it's about. Also, disclaimer, whatever you do, whatever you write down, your exam debrief is specifically for you, not for anybody else. But what this is this is, and I, in Mind Over ARE, which is my ARE program, I provide an exam debrief template for everybody so that you can just fill it out, basically like a worksheet. Because it's not just about the questions and the content, but it's also like, what did you study? How did you feel leading up to it? What was the week before your exam like? What's going on right now as you're sitting and finishing and you just finished? What was the outcome? What was any drivers that maybe led to that outcome? Because all of these things is going to set you up for success for the next exam. And again, whether you passed or you failed. So like, even if you passed it, you will still be able to look back at that for your next one and see what worked, what didn't, what can you do differently, how long did you study, was it maybe too much? You know, so again, that's my biggest take, my biggest recommendation is after this next exam, it can be right after in the car. I preferred right when I would get into the car, I would do this like brain dump debrief. But things will come to you too within like that next week, and you can keep adding to it. So that will really help you set you up for success for the next one. Again, whether it's a retake or a brand new one. Have first scheduled PCM. Nice. When is that? When is your first exam? Kristen, usually debrief after exam. Perfect. Yeah, and that is going to help you so much. I still look back at my debriefs, well, maybe because this is what I do, but it's just helpful to look back and see what worked, what didn't. I do debriefs for business. I do it for everything because it's so easy to put in all this work, try to hit these goals, do these things, and then 6 months later, forget what you even did. So that is helpful. Let me look over here on Instagram, see if I saw some questions coming. Do all architecture students have PCM and PJM? This is going to be for your licensing exam. So once you're done with architecture school and you're going to be getting your license in the US, then you will be working towards these six exams. And then yes, it is a requirement. Not scheduled yet, but it would be my fifth time. So difficult. Always three questions away from passing. Still optimistic though. Good. I'm so glad you're still optimistic. Now, what we can do is figure out where's the miss. So if it's the fifth time, first of all, have you done a debrief after your exams? And then have you found any consistencies with this? Have you noticed anything that is similar? And a lot of times what I find is that when people have failed either multiple in a row or the same exam multiple times, there's outside things coming in that are affecting that outcome, meaning not the content, especially if you're only three questions away from passing. So what else is happening that is sabotaging that pass? And of course, that's only something that you can know, but it's something that you can discover through your debrief, through talking with other people about it, coaching, through all sorts of, we have a lot of techniques and tools inside Mind Over ARE that get to that uncover that. I like to call them like the invisible barriers because you get to a point where you're like, I've literally tried everything. I have no idea what's happening. Why do I keep being like three away? So that's something that we can uncover, make visible so that you can get past that.
Hey, before we get started, if you are ready to pass your exams and become a licensed architect, you're going to want to listen to this. We are revolutionizing architectural education. It is my goal and mission to help as many people as possible become licensed architects while still maintaining their happiness. So introducing The Architecture of Play. This is our secret podcast series that will transform the way you study and prep for your ARE. Imagine having a happy work-life balance while also pursuing your dream of becoming a licensed architect. I promise you, it is possible. Our 7-episode private podcast gives you exclusive access to the secrets that can make this dream a reality. Remember, the more fun you have, the more likely you are to pass your exams and become a licensed architect. Start listening today at dci.beyoungdesign.com/secret podcast. Don't miss out. This is going to transform your exam prep and help you enjoy the process of becoming a licensed architect. All right, back to the episode.
Scrolling down. Awesome. Any other ARE questions? I did have a couple Mind Over ARE questions, so I just wanted to note that too. So Mind Over ARE is our ARE program. It's more, I don't call it a course or a study group because it's both and more. And we start Tuesday. So enrollment is open right now. We take 20 people. It's open until tomorrow night because we start Tuesday, or until it's full. So people have already been enrolling. And this is an 8-week program. We meet weekly. We have 2 study sessions a week with our amazing coaches who are both Mind Over ARE alumni and licensed architects now. And so we have a pro practice group and a technical. You can join both if you want. So it's not like you have to sign up for two. But you can just specifically, like, say you're focusing on PA or you're just focusing on PCM, you can just join the pro practice or the technical. So that's great because it's, you know, like this, like you get your questions answered, although it's face to face. That's also why we keep it at 20 people so that it's intimate. You get your questions answered. And then we also do coaching calls with me. So that is more like this, where we'll talk about more strategy. Also, like, you know, what is the invisible barriers that are coming up? How can we break out of any anxieties or fears that are coming up with an exam coming up? And that is also. Now, great question. What time are the weekly meetings? We try to make them to be best for West Coast and East Coast. So they're 5:30 p.m. West Coast time. And this is a way to have it be after work, but not too late for our East Coast friends. And then also everything is recorded. And as soon as we end the meeting like this, as soon as it's ended, it will be uploaded. So what's great about that is we have parents who join who, you know, have to meet halfway through or have to leave halfway through, and so they can catch up on anything. This is also why we have our community, because you can always ask questions 24/7 in there, and then you can also set up questions or topics that you want to make sure are covered the next week, so that if you can't make it live, you're able to get your information answered anyways. So that starts Tuesday. And again, it's an 8-week container. And there's also a online program that you get lifetime access to. And this is where we really dive into a lot of those, the strategy, how to take the exam, how to look through questions, how to even use the whiteboard, because, like, everybody hates the whiteboard. So we give tools and tricks for that. How to optimize your time, your study sessions, how to not waste time, how to not, you know, there's so much to it. So that is something you have lifetime access to. So whenever you want to come back, you can always do that, because these exams on average take about 2 years. So it's not 8 weeks and you have to finish everything. It's figure it out, have the 8 weeks to focus in, use the group. And then the community for alumni is life access too, so that you always have this group. We actually just started this last group for a lifetime. We have these study hubs, which are Thursday evenings. It's just like an open study room. It's basically like an open library room. So all of our alumni can come in if they want. You can study quietly together, or you can ask questions. It's just a container of positive, good energy of people who are going through the process. So that's also, you know, lifetime access to that. Now, let's see, some other questions came in about, well, a lot of it was about, like, being able to join the live sessions and whatnot. Now, it is a lot more than live sessions. That is an amazing part, but there's also the Ultimate Study Plan, which is one of our signature programs, one of our most sold programs, and we have it as a bonus right now. So when you join Mind Over ARE, you also get the Ultimate Study Plan. So this is actually a 6-week, week by week breakdown of exactly what to study, when to study, a checklist for each exam. So this way you can make sure you're not wasting your time. These exams are very broad and dense, and so we don't want to waste our time reading all the resources. We really want to go into what is important, focus in on that. And what's great too is that during these live sessions, during these study groups, our coaches are really good at being able to ask a question and review it and then explain why the answer is wrong or right. And that helps you, when you're going through your exam, be able to answer questions quicker and get through the exam with more time, so you're not feeling that time pressure, because you're able to see through the questions a little bit more. So that's a really amazing benefit. If anyone has any specific questions that is live with me right now, feel free to ask them. I'm also going to go over some of the questions that came up as well. So one person had asked that they hadn't started the exam process yet. They were still like trying to figure it out. So in whether they can still join. Definitely can still join. It will set a really good foundation for your exam process. So if that's how you want to do it, I do always recommend that if you are joining, you are going to be scheduling or taking an exam within 8 weeks. So if you're very new to it, you can totally do that. You can definitely get started right now or get started with us on Tuesday and take your very first exam in 8 weeks. We've seen people do it. We have had people pass even within less than 8 weeks before even finishing the program. So if you haven't started the exam process, yes, you can totally do it. You just need to be ready to start taking action. So if you're ready and you want to take and pass an exam within the next 8 weeks, then yes, I would definitely get in it. The next question is, I don't know if I can make this group. When is the next one? The next one, we typically have it quarterly, although we don't have specific dates. So the next group may likely be mid to late summertime. So I would recommend if you want to pass an exam within now and end of summer, I would get in this group. So if you are here working on your exams, join this group. It will help set you up for success and it will help you get into action quicker and passing quicker too. So again, say you have a little bit of travel coming up or, you know, you're super busy, you can still totally benefit. Life is hectic. I have family, I have work, I have all the things too. I totally get it. So that's why I've designed this program to be able to cater to that too. We have tools inside the program that literally help you be more effective and efficient. So the program, yes, it's an investment and a time investment, but it's actually teaching you how to be more effective. So you're actually going to have more time in the end. My whole thing is about balance. My whole thing is about having fun and enjoying this whole process as you're going through it, not taking them all at once and slaving away and burning yourself out and then enjoying it at the end. I'm about enjoying it now. So that is exactly why I give you those tools to be able to figure out how you even do that. The other thing is like I mentioned, like if you're traveling or something, or you just aren't able to make a certain live call. We had one member who traveled a lot for work, not a big deal. Everything is recorded. It's all right there in the community, in the dashboard. And then you, again, can engage or ask questions 24/7 in the community, which then we bring into the groups as well. Let's see. What other questions came up? What can I expect after I enroll? That was a great question. So we start Tuesday. So enrollment closes tomorrow because we start Tuesday. So when you enroll today, you will get an email with your login. You're going to get a welcome packet. You're going to get all the details, all the information. You can get some awesome bonuses. And then as soon as Tuesday morning, Tuesday morning, you're going to get access to everything. So Tuesday morning, you can log in, you can watch our welcome video, you can start downloading our resources, you can start accessing. We have tons of bonus resources, downloads, PDFs, all this stuff. You can get in the community, introduce yourself, meet all of our alumni, meet your cohort. So we have our alumni group, which is everyone who's taken Mind Over ARE, and we have your specific cohort. The idea of that is you have the mastermind of the entire Mind Over ARE group, which some people are still taking their exams, some people have passed, and you have a more intimate container for just your group, who you'll be meeting with weekly, who you will be collaborating with, and this is going to be that smaller group of about 20. So there's two of those different groups, but you can come, introduce yourself, start to collaborate. We have people who are end up being in the same cities. We've had people who become lifelong friends. So it's a really great spot to meet people who are on the same page as you. Also, the people who come into my world, the people who I tend to attract, are people with a similar mindset as me, which is open, it is optimistic, it is growth oriented. So our community is really positive and supportive. It's vulnerable. People can comfortably talk about failing and you get an incredible support. And that is what I am all about and what I will always strive to keep with Mind Over ARE. It's will always be a supportive community where you can have others be there for you, whether, you know, there's no shaming, there's no anything. You will find your people who totally get it and are there to support you. So that is really important. One person had asked, like, how quickly am I going to be able to see results from this? So great question. I always want to remind people that results are all individual, right? They're all based on your own action, your own effort, your own commitment. So we provide tools, strategies, workbooks, live sessions, all this stuff. But in the end, your success really depends on you doing it, your implementation of it, your commitment. And when you do that, though, the results are incredible. So we have people who, you know, kind of join here and there, maybe don't watch the modules, don't do the downloads, maybe kind of sit passively, don't ask questions. And while they're still getting good information, their progress can be a little bit slower. Where we have other people, and it's always obvious who these people are, you always know. You're like, oh yeah, they're passing their next exam because they're in there and they're asking questions, they're doing the work, they're asking questions about the actual modules, they're coming to the coaching calls, and we have had people passing their exams on week 4, so not even all the way at week 8 yet. So if you are ready for action, you're ready for those results, you will get them, and you can get them quickly too. Another question that I kind of answered this one, but is there a limit on how many times you can access the content? So again, Mind Over ARE, this is our online program. You get lifetime unlimited access to this. We are always updating it too, which is amazing. So people who joined us 2 years ago are now getting our updates. We just had an incredible, exclusive call with a licensed architect who helps reduce stress in architecture. We did a Mind Over ARE exclusive call with her. All of our alumni were welcome to join, and it's now on the dashboard. So you'll get access to that when you enroll. And I have future amazing guests who are going to be coming in, ones that are going to help with specific techniques to reduce and eliminate anxiety and worries and fears going into the exam. Those calls will always, you'll always have access to them, and you'll always be invited and welcome to join those calls as well. So you have lifetime access. So again, I mentioned, because it is a roughly 2+ year process, you're not expected to finish this all and consume all of this within 8 weeks. Now, the weekly live study sessions do span that 8-week period, but you will still have access to all the modules, the bonuses, all of that indefinitely. And usually I don't announce this publicly until you're in the container, but there are options at the end to continue with our live sessions for as long as you would like. So there are always options. And then I guess this kind of goes to this too, is there any support after the 8-week program? This is a great question because again, it's long exam process. So yes, we have that alumni community group, which I'm in there, my coaches are in there, all the alumni are in there. And so that is a really amazing community where everybody's engaging. You can still ask questions. Again, we have that weekly open study hall. So we basically have your study sessions that you can continue with each week. So it's an amazing community, and the people who really join become lifelong members, even outside. I was just in the community yesterday, and one of our alumni who's already licensed was in there answering questions and helping people out. So you get those type of people, which is just incredible. All right, let's see. This is a really good question, and I think it's an important one to answer. So this one is, I've already spent so much money on study materials and courses. So how is this one going to be any different? The exam process is an investment, right? Like the time and the money we invest into these exams can sometimes feel insurmountable. And so this program is different because I'm not just giving you more content. I'm not just giving you more information that is going to be stuffing your brain with details. Yes, we do that as well, and we have that, but it's more about transforming your strategy, your approach to the exams, and giving you these effective strategies so that you can then harness all this other information. A lot of other programs will give you the content and then say, okay, now go study it. We are giving you the content and we're saying this is how to study it. So you can have a better strategy. This is how you study it. This is how you take the exam. And this is how you can manage whatever is going on so that you can get in there and you can really effectively, clear-mindedly take your exam and pass. So we have people who come in who say, I'm a really bad test taker and I get really bad test anxiety. And then they will go in and they'll sit for their exam and they'll come back and they'll say, I don't know what happened, but it literally felt like it was just another day. And that's the key. That is the secret sauce of Mind Over ARE, is we will get you to get in, take your exam, and feel like it's a practice exam. So what that does is it allows you to tap into all that knowledge you know and pass. So we focus on helping you work smarter, not harder. We support you with the community and the coaching, and we give you all these strategies to make this happen. So a reminder that enrollment closes tomorrow. So if you do want to sign up, if you are ready to join us, we have 20 spots available. We've already had some signups. So we don't have a full 20 yet or still, but if you go to the link on Instagram, there's a link in my bio, or you can even DM me join MOA. And then on YouTube, there's a link down below. If you're watching this late or anything, there will be links. So if there aren't, send me a message, write a comment, but make sure you enroll by tomorrow so you can join us. And if I didn't answer all your questions, please still DM me, email me, shout from the rooftops, and I will help you out and answer all your questions. And I cannot wait to get started. We already have some incredible members joining us, and it is always lovely to meet these people, hear their stories, and see their journey, and see how not only them, but like even just their face transforms in the way they can talk about these exams and the way that they can study for these exams from day one to week eight. So I hope you'll join us. Thank you so much for joining me on here today. Congratulations to everyone who has their exam scheduled within the next, month or two, who are taking it. You are going to do amazing. Come join us inside Mind Over ARE so that we can give you all the strategies and tools to make sure you get that pass. All right, have a beautiful day. I will talk to you later.